fashionistas. Joan Mickey.
Good morning. Good morning. So last night, excuse me, Kevin and I were talking about what I was going to be talking about this morning. And at that point, I really hadn't decided. And I don't know what came on, something about, you know, motorcycles and Harley. And he goes, you know, a lot of the guys, women, men who are Harley Davidson, you know, riders, you know, they identify their club by their logo, emblem, and their color. And I was like, wow, I found that pretty fascinating. And, you know, we kept on talking about how certain lifestyles identify through their fashion and, you know.
So even the bikers, huh?
Yeah.
Because that's right. You know what? You'll see some signs on some bars that say no colors. Which means that, yes, means they don't want guys who are in the motorcycle groups to come in wearing their colors because
interesting, could start a fight.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Of course, I didn't either.
Kevin, you know, back.
Because you don't hang out with biker bars like I do. You
know? Apparently, Tony's a big biker bar guy.
The things you can learn.
Yes, I'm a part of Hex Angels.
Oh, God.
We drive scooters.
I can see it now. Then, you know, then we went on to talk about, a movie I had just watched called The Jesus Revolution on Netflix. You know, the hippies and, you know, dressing boho chic and, you know, how you identify your group, your lifestyle, you know, your culture without really even needing to speak because you know.
You're right. You show up and they know what you are.
Right. The way you dress. And then there's Tony's favorite.
T-shirts and shorts?
Swifties. Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah, the Swifties. I mean, it's easy to identify some of them. And one of the easiest things is all the bracelets that they're wearing. You know those little beaded bracelets?
They have like friendship bracelets or something.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell you what. I dress so many women. They came in and they wanted to see all the sparkle outfits, items, and the sequin and the fringe that moves because they wanted to be like...
Fringe that moves.
They're queen, you know.
They were taking... Yeah. They were going to Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. We dressed quite a few of them.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah. Did you get on the wait list for the upcoming tour for Swift, for Taylor?
No.
Oh, come on, you guys.
I'm sorry.
Are you asking me or Tony?
Anybody.
I think you'd both be no.
It's too expensive for me.
It is very expensive.
If I had a daughter, but I don't. I have a son. If I had a daughter, I would do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things, I guess. Mm-hmm. I have three daughters. I probably would never have done it. But can you imagine?
Really?
The expense?
Oh. Yes.
Anyways, there's a lot of pink going on. So we're either supporting Barbie or we're supporting... breast
Swiftie.
Cancer. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, fine.
But that's the identification through your the way you dress, your lifestyle and
exactly.
Culture.
Exactly. I mean, you know me, I'm t-shirts and shorts in the summertime and like sweaters and jeans in the wintertime.
You're pretty basic.
I am very, very
solid
basic.
Colors.
Well, yes, but they're all bright colors. They're all bright colors, if you've noticed. I wear
here
lots
comes
of bright
Tony.
That's right. That's what I do.
Warm 101.3.